Welcome to A Voice of a People. Hi, how are you today? It's Happy Monday. It's February the 7th already. My name is Linda Sims. The name of my program is called A Voice of a People. Right here on WWGH 107.1 FM radio. We also stream live on the web, www.wwgh107.1fmradio. You can download a free app on any electronic device. The name of the app is called TuneIn. You can get that in your Play Store on your electronic device and download. And once you download it, you search WWGH. And it will remain on your phone until you say different, like your other apps. Or you can call in during a live in-house broadcast by calling 740-383-9944 by being a part of the conversation, asking questions, or making comments. Today, my guest will be calling in, so you won't be able to do that. Okay, now, like I said, this is February the 7th, so we're 31 plus 7 days into the new year, so that makes that, what, 38? 38 days into the new year, right? So, Black February is a month that is noted for Black history and has been since the early 1900s, okay? And a lot of people want to know, well, why do we have a Black History Month? Okay, Black History Month is a continued engagement with history and is vital as it helps give context for the present. Black History Month is an opportunity to understand Black histories, going beyond stories of racism and slavery to spotlight Black achievement. Now, 2021 theme was Black Health and Wellness. I am so sorry, I do not have the theme for this year, but it could be reading. But I will get back with you on that possibly tomorrow. And it also provides a fresh reminder to take stock of where systemic racism persists and give visibility to the people and organizations creating change. And one of those organizations is called Marion Voices right here in Marion, Ohio. And they are doing such things like going over Blacks that lived in Marion's history and their fathers and forefathers and the things that have carried on down the line to present time today. Okay, the other thing February is famous for, that is called Valentine's Day, right? Saint Valentine. And that has a lot of things associated with it as well. But we celebrate it by giving our sweethearts candy or flowers or stuffed animals with big hearts on it, you know, red roses, take them out to dinner, and that's how we celebrate Valentine's Day. But, you know, it has been celebrated in different ways and not all good. But anyway, February is noted for Black History Month and also Super Bowl Sunday. This coming Sunday will be Super Bowl. The Bengals, Cincinnati Bengals, will be in the house. Yay, Ohio! O-H-I-O! So I know many of you will be possibly celebrating Super Bowl and, you know, having your friends over or going out to the sports lounges and things like that, getting your meals together, you know, just good old-fashioned America, just having fun and celebrating sports. And Tom Brady, what, he is retiring, right, after all these years, but you know, he's in his 40s. You can't be banged around your entire life and think that you're not going to retire, or people watching you getting sacked, you know, play after play after play, and thinking that your body can continue to take that type of abuse. And that's just not true, right? But Tom Brady is one of the best. Hey, he held his own. You can't beat him. You just can't beat him. Now he leaves a record that people will have to beat now. And he can sit back possibly and watch that and enjoy his retirement. Okay, I need to share with you those who faithfully support A Voice of a People. And that is starting with Chappie's Hydraulic Hose Specialist, LLC, and that is he is located at 1325 North Main Street, Marion, Ohio, 740-382-8552. Logos Christian Ministries, Pastor Jackie Peterson, 582 Lee Street, Marion, Ohio. Phone there is 740-223-1515 or www.logoschristianministries.com. Ongoing announcement for them, believe it or not, April's right around the corner. Their free produce will begin again. And it's usually the third Saturday of every month, and it will fall on the 16th of April, and it will begin at 12 noon until 2 p.m. We also have Inspect Ohio, your one-call home inspection company with 30 years of experience working for you. Owner, Cheryl Lee, location, LaRue, Ohio. Phone there, 740-262-0939. And I do like to start my show off with a thought for today, and that thought is entitled True Determination. Now, someone may say, now what is determination? Determination is a firm and fixed intention. A firm and fixed intention. Firmness of purpose. The process of establishing something exactly by calculation or research. It's just not something that you do. You take time and you study. You explore. You search. You find out exactly what you're determined about and how to bring it forth. And you know what I find? Some people have good ideas and they run out there and they do things and they're determined to do them, but they don't set any boundaries for themselves. You have to set boundaries. I don't care what you do, when you do, how you do it, if you do it, you have to set boundaries. Your determination, you know, how far will I go? What will I allow to happen? Or what will I not allow to happen? Set boundaries. Boundaries is a way of safeguarding yourself and your determination to bring about something that, you know, may be a good thing. But unless you have boundaries, it is not a good thing. Okay? It could be a terrible thing. True determination is a combination of single-mindedness and flexibility. When we are sure of what we need to achieve, we are able to move forward. When we find an obstacle in our way, we are able to take it in our stride, like a river cuts its own path through the land. Each of us is able to create our own route toward our destination. There's a what they call those things? A stink bug? A stink bug? I thought I heard something buzzing around my ear. Oh my. Kill it, right? Woo! Sorry. It was an actual bug. Those, I think they call them stink bugs. Well, it's not alive anymore. Yay, let's clap our hands. Yay. I thought I heard something buzz in my ear. Can you believe that? Wow. It must be getting really warm outside. What do you think about that? Wow. Sorry. Oh, my. I was determined to kill that bug. Okay, I didn't have time. My boundaries was, you're not going to fly around my ear anymore. You're not going to disturb me while I'm on the air, right? And I'm determined to cut your life short. And that's exactly what I did. So our thought today is determination. And with great determination, with great anticipation, and with great flexibility, I have learned to make my requests made known unto God. No matter what I intend to do, No matter how determined I am, no matter how hard I'm pushing forward, without God, I can do nothing. I need His help in whatever I do, wherever I go, how I go, when I go, if I go. I have to give you this short testimony as of last Thursday during the great snowstorm, right? My son-in-law lives in Wooster, Ohio. 7 o'clock in the morning, he's on his way to work. And I guess somebody caused an accident. It was a four-car accident. His car flipped and flopped, hydroplaned, airbag was released in the car, hit him in his chest and all that, right? Went to the hospital. He was out of that hospital in 3 or 4 hours, you know, like no broken bones, nothing like that, just kind of jumbled and tossed around in the car, you know, little pain here and there and whatsoever, and went back to work 2 days later, you know, and, but thank God for that. God is good. He is so good. But I'm on my way to church yesterday morning, got to the end of Silver Street and Leader Street, and my car wouldn't stop, and there's a car on my left, he couldn't stop either. So he comes, oh, my heart fell to the bottom of my stomach. What am I going to do? And that car was sliding, I was sliding. It somehow went toward, like it was turning to the left, and somehow either I turned my steering wheel or the Lord took control and turned my steering wheel, and he was going one way and I was going the other way, and my car fell into the embankment on the other side of the road. I wasn't even going that way, right? But anyway, my life was spared, and if it wasn't my life at risk, my car probably would have been totaled. So I just thank God for that. I was determined to go to church. I made a U-turn. I went on to church. But you know, we have to take precautions, even though we are determined. We need help. I'm learning that each and every day. I need help. I need help. So hopefully I said something that will encourage one of you or someone that's listening out there. Let us be determined. Let us be firm in our focus and in our purpose. But let's not try to do it alone. My guest today is Tyler Pigma. He is from Marion Health Department in Marion, Ohio. He will be calling in today. And we're going to touch bases on the year in review and what is ahead. You know, we talk about COVID-19 all the time, so it's still around. There's just different precautions and things that they're doing to better the situation, okay? So he should be calling in any moment. Yep, and there he goes. Hello, Tyler.
Hi, Linda. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can. Can you hear me?
Alrighty. How are you? You're not stuck frozen anywhere after the snow, are you?
No, I have good neighbors.
Good.
They dug me out, praise God, and quite a few other neighbors they did, so that was a blessing.
Fantastic. Yeah, I heard you had some trouble on the road as well.
Oh, you was listening, huh? Oh, yeah.
Oh, you know I'm always listening to you. Come on.
Woo! Like I said, my heart fell in my stomach. I didn't know what to do. Wow.
Scary. You know what? It's scary stuff, but you got through it. When I was younger, probably about a good 14 years ago now, I got my first job in Marion. My grandpa worked at Ford. I was lucky enough to get a great deal in a Mustang. I thought I was hot stuff with this Mustang. Well, those cars don't do so swell in the winter. And one time I was driving home from Marion, driving on Route 4, of course, horrible snow, horrible weather, and I go ahead and get myself stuck on some train tracks.
Mm.
And scary situation I've ever been in, but there were some, I think, literal angels that came. They stopped their cars, and they helped push my car off those tracks, so I think we've all kind of been in those situations before.
Oh, my. It doesn't feel good, does it?
No. To this day, I can't even look at those train tracks.
Oh, my. But God is good. Oh,
yes, indeed.
Thank Him for intervention, right? Divine intervention.
Absolutely. That's what it had to have been.
So how have you been this new year?
Oh, you know, I would like to say a lot better, but we still got this nasty COVID bug hanging around, and doesn't seem like it won't go away. And you know, the health department, we're at all cylinders trying to get people vaccinated. We've moved to almost a full-time walk-in clinic. You come, you're going to get your first, second, or booster shot, whatever you wish, ages 5 and up. So that's what we got going on here, along with everything else. It's food licensing season, so we're trying to get all of our local area restaurants we all like to go to. Want to make sure they get their license each year so we can go out there, inspect them, make sure this food is safe for everybody.
Right. I saw a little clip on that where, was it Hong Kong Buffet? What, is it in trouble or it needs to clean up its act, or where does it sit?
Well, that's what we all love about transparency and public information. We work with a great local newspaper that we have here, and they publish all the critical violations, not the non-criticals, in the paper.
Right.
And so people can make the best decision for themselves and their family.
Right.
My wife and I, so I got a 2-year-old, and we have not left the home. I can count on one hand in the last 2.5-3 years. We, as soon as she's been alive, we've always gotten takeout. We don't go anywhere, even before COVID. Well, we got a weekend last month, and we were like, okay, we're going to go down south to Delaware. We got this place. Sounds like they got really good food, but I just had some inkling in the back of my head. So I went, looked up this place online, I saw their violations, and I said, nuh-uh, we're not going there. I think they had like 17 violations.
Oh, my.
So, you know, and that's just a decision. That's what's great about transparency that we have here at the health department. People need to know.
That's true.
It doesn't mean you can't go there. You can still go to a place, but you have the right to make that decision to go to that place.
Right. It's about your health and safety, you know, and we all should be more concerned about that. But like you said, a lot of times we just go get something to eat no matter what it looks like. So,
well, you know, no fault to our own. That's the society we live in. Who's got time to, you know, I will tell you, my wife and I, we had time Thursday and Friday being snowed in. We had to make some nice home-cooked meals. But beyond that, who has time, you know? People've
right.
got families, they've got kids, they've got spouses, they've got jobs. It's easy to go pick up a 4-for-4 from Wendy's to go home eat for dinner rather than, you know, you're exhausted at your job, you come home, you're exhausted, you got to make dinner, which makes you more tired, and it's like, your night's done. It's the society we live in.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. And it goes with the territory, right?
Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed.
You know, I decided to fix more meals at home. Single one, right? So you go through all that preparation for one person, but
yes.
It's still rewarding. You know, it's
yes,
rewarding.
Yes.
So a lot of that time, I go out and I just eat, and then I end up throwing food away that has been in the refrigerator too long, and that's a waste. So I thought I'd better rethink, you know, throwing away food and just being more productive.
Oh, no, definitely. But that's, but they make things for more. I have a really small family, just 3 of us, but, you know, you buy something, oh, it's for 6 people, it's for 5 people. Well, we don't have 6 people.
Yeah, right,
3.
Right.
Yeah, so we do a lot of leftovers and whatnot. But,
yeah.
But that, you know, we're having a Facebook campaign this week for the Super Bowl. And what we're doing, we have these football food safety tips each day this week. I know a lot of people are going to be having parties. A lot of people are going to be going out. Well, you know, people, they want to, you know, imbibe on their libations and have some drinks, and they want to eat too. Well, the food portion, I got tips for you. I can help you out. Pre-COVID, I have a friend in town here, Jen, and we last 5-6 years, we'd always go there for the Super Bowl. I had a big party, get to see our friends. Well, you know, some people, our food's safe. Some people know how to cook food and bring apps that other people don't. Other people don't know about temperature control and, you know, keeping things hot, the hot things hot, cold things cold. You know, making sure stuff is cooked at a proper temperature. You're making buffalo wings, make sure those are cooked to at least 165 or above. Cook those to 150. That is a ripe time to get salmonella. So it's just something little we're trying to do this week. Have a little campaign locally here, you know, try to take our attention a little off COVID and talk about some other things we can do to keep people healthy.
Well, we appreciate that very much, even though we're going to go back to COVID while we have you on the air, right?
COVID, hey, it's always around us. But I will say the numbers have gotten better. I don't want people to get too excited. You know, when it came to this weekend and the end of last week, people were getting tested because they couldn't. They were snowed in,
right.
You know, and mm-hmm. places that do testing were probably closed. So I'll be real curious this week to kind of see where the numbers are. I'm glad we're not at the 20,000 a day or more than that. That was scary for a while. But we've decreased that by a lot, which is great. So it means either people are not getting it, staying away, or enough people have gotten it, they're, not going to get it anytime soon.
Wow. Okay. So this Omicron. Am I pronouncing it correctly?
Yes. I pronounce it five different ways, so excuse me if I don't.
So this will kind of take us back, 2021. When did that really pop up, and what was the difference between that and what we consider the COVID-19?
It's just another variant of COVID-19, you know, same bug, just a different type of variant. But it's funny you mention that, because I was just reading some articles today from late December. You know, late December, early December, we just start talking about this thing. Well, it's overseas right now. Well, then, you know, it crept into America, and it just seems like late December, early January, just an explosion of case. And, you know, it goes to that this certain variant, it was much more easily transmissible than the previous COVID variant. So that's why you hear the same old song about mask, but now they're saying we're a better mask. We're a KN95 or a N95. That's the best thing to do. I've been trying to wear those the whole time. I do know at the very beginning of the pandemic, way back in 2020, we were given like 3 N95 masks, and we were told, hey, you guys need to, you know, we don't know if we're ever getting any more again. So you need to use this mask, reuse it. So I had 3 masks I used for a better part of a year till the supply chain got a little better. Now, I'll tell you, I was at this afternoon. I had to pick up a prescription down the street here at Rite Aid, and they have a big box, says take 3. They got N95s for free.
Oh, really?
You just go there. Oh, yes, yes. I was at Kroger early last week. They had other N95s there as well. And those were for free. So there's a great program out there. If you see these excellent masks that are going to keep you safe, take a couple. You never know when you're going to need it.
Right. I will do that. I checked out a couple places today. I was out at Walmart. Walgreens first, and they said that they didn't have any yet, so they were still waiting on it, which I was kind of surprised by that, and because they are a drugstore, so I figured they'd be first if anybody, you know, would have them.
Yeah.
And Walmart said, well, we don't have them. If we have them, they're out front, you know, when you first enter into Walmart, and I'm thinking, why would you have N95s there? But if so, fine.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
well, are they
They're a hot ticket, but like I said, I know Rite Aid has them right this very second. I was there probably 2 hours ago.
Oh, wow. I may go there as soon as I get off the air here at 5. Wow.
Yeah.
That's good. That was another one of my concerns. Where can we get those masks at, Tyler? Are they here for us yet?
Well, I know my wife bought some off Amazon. So we got some of the KN95s off Amazon. They seem to fit our faces a little better. I know the N95s, it's a tight seal, but there's a reason it's a tight seal. You know, it keeps all the bad air out, keeps the good air in. But, you know, if you're around crowded people, if you're in tight spaces, that's what everybody should be wearing. But I know we bought ours online. So just make sure, you know, if people do purchase them, you get them from a reputable place, a place that's got a good track record, a good history, and they're not fakes. They're not knockoffs.
Right. Right. That's good. And that's good to know. But then you have people, I don't know if it's just stubbornness or what it is, but they don't want the virus. They don't want to wear the mask. And they'll get sick and they'll pass it. It doesn't even concern them. Do you have a recommendation for those type of people? Or
I'm at the point, I don't even know what to say anymore. You know, there are a heck of a lot of people getting tests in Ohio. I mean, we had around 20,000 cases for weeks. You know, it's a lot of people, and I remember a lot of people for the last couple of years saying, oh, this isn't real, it's just the flu, it's just the flu. If it's just the flu, why are you going to get tested for it? If it's not real, why are you going to get tested? So obviously it's real. Obviously it's out there. You know, I don't know how you back up proven science, or how you could be against any type of proven scientific evidence.
Right.
That's above my pay grade. That's above my head. I just know it's there, and people should be doing everything to, at this point, you know, if you get it, you get it. But if you're vaccinated, you've got an extremely good chance you ain't going to the hospital. If you're not vaccinated, you don't have the same percentage chance.
Right.
So, I don't know. I'm not a gambling man. I don't take many chances. I don't take many unnecessary chances. Let's put it that way. You know, it was pretty easy for me. And at the health department, what? If you haven't got it, we give you a $100 gift card. If you haven't got it before, like, come on. What's a better deal than that? I don't understand. I really don't.
I know. What about the Ohio lottery that the governor set up?
Yes.
That was a big incentive, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was a big, you know what, maybe not big enough, you know. I didn't win. I don't know if that won, but hey, you know what, it was some type of incentive. There's kids going to, you know, college for free. And I don't know, I've been to college recently, that's pretty expensive.
Very expensive.
If they can help you pay for that, good for you.
Amen.
You know, whether it be a lottery or something else.
Boy. So, like we said, Omicron came in the latter end of 2021. And does it feel like to you that we were getting a handle on COVID-19 before Omicron jumped in the picture?
I don't know. I don't even know if I would say we have a handle on, I don't know. I'll tell you what, Linda, when was it? It was summer of 2021. April, May, everyone was getting vaccinated. Numbers were coming down. I thought way back then we were getting a handle on it.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, in Marion County, look at our numbers. Only 50% of people have the vaccine. 50% don't.
Wow.
So, you know, there's going to be more community spread if you don't have it than you do. It's just, I don't know what else to say anymore. You know, if people are want to protect their family, they're going to make the best decision. They're going to protect them, you know, whether it gets a vaccine or not. Whether it's measles, mumps, rubella, or COVID, or flu, it's just, I don't know. It's just about protecting people.
Right. So when we talk about vaccines, and you mentioned rubella shots and the shots that babies have to have when they come into the world and even before you go to school now, is that having the same results as people getting this virus? Do you have a lot of people fighting against these immunizations?
Not that I was aware of, not until COVID. I don't know if people being against this COVID thing has started a firestorm. I don't know. I'm old enough. It's like I wasn't given a choice to get a shot.
No.
I wasn't going to school unless you get the shot. I tell this story all the time. It's when my daughter was born a couple of years ago, you know, my wife had a C-section, boom, put the baby on my the baby on my wife, wheel us into the next room, and immediately they take the baby. I'm like, whoa, where are you going with my baby? They said, oh, needed shots. Mm-hmm. We're giving the shots. They said, you can come. I come with them. It wasn't, hey, Mr. Pigman, can we give her a shot? It was, we're doing the shots. I didn't have a choice in the matter. They just, you know, I want to say it was one of the hepatitis shots, and it was vitamin K. Mm-hmm. There was no choice. It was, hey, this stuff is going to keep your daughter alive. It's going to keep her from getting sick.
Right.
She's getting it.
Yeah.
So, and I, you know, and mind you, even if they asked me about the shots, it's, you know, I don't want her getting sick straight out of the womb. Shoot her up. You know? Come on. I don't know. I want to hurt my baby, a brand new baby.
Right. Brand new baby. Wow. The risks we take trying to be right.
I don't know. And there's, you know, there's been a lot of ambiguity. And things change. And when things change, whether it's regulations, rules, or things about this COVID variant, you know, first, we could relax masks. Oh, we have to wear masks again. Well, it's because science changes. Life changes.
Every day.
You know, just because I say one thing today doesn't mean it's set in stone and it's the be-all, end-all. You know, facts change, things change, but that's science in its nature. Facts change with science. I don't think you need to hold it against, you know, certain people or epidemiologists if, okay, we thought this thing, then we didn't think this thing. You know, but then again, maybe the science community needs to fuss up. Say, you know what? What we said isn't true anymore. We need to do this. We made a mistake. But maybe that's a society issue. People don't want to admit mistakes anymore. They can't say, hey, my bad. You know, I don't know.
Right. Well, it was something new. They hadn't dealt with it before. I mean, I thought everybody knew that.
Right.
You know, right? It was something new. They had not dealt with that COVID-19, that variant of coronavirus before. Even though, like, what, 1918, this one thing happened, and what was the name of that?
Right? Yes.
And they were wearing masks back then. I wonder how the people felt then, and what was the result? How many people did it even have a vaccination for that?
Well, and back then, people didn't have, people back then still, you know, there were anti-maskers back then, of what I've read in my material and whatnot. But back then, people weren't flying internationally all the time. They weren't flying state to state, you know. It's just, the world's a lot different.
Oh, yeah.
Between 1918 and now. You know, people have a platform to say, oh, I don't like this, or I don't like that. Back then, your platform was standing on a box in the middle of the street telling people your opinion. It wasn't on the Facebook or on the Twitter and all that, these fancy social media things, you know. Things were a lot different back then.
Well, things have changed, haven't they?
Yes, indeed.
Wow, I can't keep up with it. I really can't. I'm not even trying anymore. I do what I can do, and I'm happy with that, right?
Hey, you know what? That's all we can do. That's all we can do, you know? And that's when people get mad at the health department or nurses at the hospital or doctors. It's like, you know, I'm going to be honest. Everybody's just trying to do their best. No one's perfect. I just wish people could see, hey, guys, we're just trying to do our best here. That's all we're trying to do.
That would help.
Right?
I think that would help, you know. But I thought they were saying that in the very beginning, but I think after a while they kind of thought that maybe they had a handle on it, you know. Well, maybe this will work. And then you have Fauci. He's giving out his expertise advice, and people are slandering him, you know, because they're like, he doesn't know what he's talking about. Fire him. Get rid of him and all that. It's like, it's just like politics. Democrats and Republicans split right down the middle. Our country is. It doesn't even matter what the subject is about.
You know, and that's why I don't understand. I will never understand. You know, and I'm in the public sector, so I don't talk a whole lot about this or say much, but I don't understand how a single shot or how a pandemic became political. You know, I think people are going to be studying this centuries from now. Like, what happened?
A health issue. Now it's political, right?
I don't know. That's for the politicians to figure out, not me, I guess. Like I said, we're just trying to do our best around here. We're offering the vaccine, not making anybody do nothing anymore. It's just, if you want to come get it, we will, you know, open arms, come on in. If you don't want it, that's fine too. Come and get a birth certificate, or come and open up a restaurant. We'll help you do that, or go swim in the pool, or visit one of our campgrounds. Just, you know, we are here for everybody.
That's a good thing about it. We're not alone in this fight, are we?
Nope. No, we are not.
We have the Marion County Health Department, who's right at our side and helping us get through this pandemic. So what do you think the future aspirations will be, the outlook for 2022, which I can't believe it's been around since 2019 that we're
right.
still dealing with it. I'm like, what? Are you kidding me?
Don't get me wrong. I really think the public is fatigued by this. I think people are exhausted with this virus. We are too. Even the people fighting the good fight, we're exhausted too. We're tired of it. We're tired of hearing about it. But until we get a handle on it, you know, this is what we got to do.
Right.
But looking forward to the year, yeah. Hopefully, I don't know. There's literature out there that says maybe, you know, if we have more variants, they'll be weaker. Maybe this keeps weakening. But who knows? You still have 0 to 5 that cannot get vaccinated. They can still get the virus. And so who knows? Who
so
knows
you're
what's
saying
going
like
on
infants
there?
Can get the virus also, right?
Yes, yeah. If you're not vaccinated, you have a really strong likelihood to get it. And don't get me wrong, there's still breakthrough cases. I don't want people coming out of this interview saying, oh, Tyler says the vaccine's the be-all, end-all. I'm not saying that.
Right.
All I'm saying is, if you're vaccinated, you get it, there's a very strong likelihood you will not have to go to the hospital. And that's one bed saved for somebody that gets in a car wreck. That's one bed saved for somebody breaks their leg or shatters their knee or needs a hip surgery. We're saving those beds for the people that really need it.
Right, right. And that makes sense. That makes sense. And you know, the way I look at this, and the people who really don't want to take the vaccine and they get COVID, and first thing they do is they want to test or they want to run to the doctor or to the emergency room, that is still an avenue for them to take advantage of, because some places, like, if you don't want it, you stay home with your sickness. You know what I'm saying? Because we're doing all we can to try to prevent you from getting it, and you reject it.
Right. Right.
So, but maybe that wouldn't be humane either.
I don't know. People, there's a million things you could say or do.
Yeah.
I don't know anymore. I just know, going back to the question you asked me, you know, I'm really trying to put a bright spin on 2022 at the health department. We are gearing up for our reaccreditation, as we are one of the very few health departments in Ohio that is already accredited. We're gearing up to do that again. We recently received a very large LedSafe grant from the state of Ohio, $1 million.
Oh, great.
And we have 2 years to use that money. So I know I actually wrote the grant in partnership with one of my employees, Van Cressup. And we received that money. We have somebody in here to manage the grant. And we've reached out to some local contractors. So, you know, we can keep the money local in Marion. Hey, we need you to assess this home. You know, we need you to fix this lead hazard issue. And we want to spend the money. We want to fix these issues. We want to help out anybody that could possibly be, you know, in a situation where they're lead poisoned.
Right.
So, we're still working on a lot of things with that. To see what this program will look like, but we did get the money to help people.
Well, that's
so
great.
Look for that coming in mid 2022. I'd say late spring, early summer. We'll be hearing a little more about that. I've talked about reaccreditation. You know what? We're back. With, you know, with COVID, the politicians taking away a lot of things, a lot of any type of protocols or whatnot. So businesses are open. Pools are going to be open this summer. Campgrounds will be open. So we're gearing up to help people with that, make sure they get licensed, make sure they have everything ready to roll for all the people to come in. We're getting ready for people to come into Marion, build their houses. We help them with their septic system or their well if they need it. So we're really trying to take this time in the winter, our slow time, to gear up for a big year coming at us.
That sounds great. It really does. It sounds great. It's like we're getting ready for a new normal.
Yeah. You know what? I have no idea what this new normal is going to look like. But when it comes down to it, you know, we are here to make sure everybody can you know, do what they want, and what they want they do safely.
Right. Well, it sounds very promising. It really does. It sounds very promising, and I'm looking forward to some of those things taking place in our city. I've noticed a lot of businesses, new restaurants have opened up, and that's always a plus for our city, any city, you know. So we're moving, we're growing, we're doing things, you know.
Our downtown is thriving. Our downtown looks wonderful. You just take a quick walk. Out by 95 is pretty awesome. A lot of growth in our community, especially down south, Waldo. Mm-hmm. I believe Morrill is going to be getting their own sewage system up there. So hopefully, I don't know if it'll be this year, but it'll be beginning 2023. So a lot of good things going on in the county. You know, there's COVID still out there. We need to really get a handle on that. But let's not forget, let's not, you know, stop living our lives. There's a lot of other good stuff coming on. And, you know, something I learned from you, Linda, I got to look at the bright side of things. You know, it's easy to be negative. It's easy to say, woe is me. But we're really trying to look towards the future, you know, listen to inspirational people like you on the radio that uplift. We need more people like Linda Sims to uplift people.
Thank you.
You know, that's what we need in this community.
Thank you for that. I really appreciate that very much. And I try to encourage people and lift people, you know, for them to see a brighter side. Hey, we're just all people, like you say, Tyler, trying to do our best in this pandemic and whatever else may come in the future. Because we have no idea, do we?
No, I flip a coin. Who knows what tomorrow's going to look like.
Well, Tyler, I am so thankful that you had time to share with us some exciting things to look forward to for 2022. And you stay well and you stay healthy and keep doing your best at the Marion, Ohio Health Department. Thank you so much for calling in.
Thank you, Linda. Thank you for having me. You have a blessed year, okay? We'll be talking to you soon.
Yes, yes. Take care.
All right. Bye.
That was Tyler Pigma of the Marion Health Department. Yes, Tyler. I really enjoy talking to him. He's so energetic. I love his energy as well. So thank you for tuning in today to A Voice of a People live with Linda Sims here on WWGH 107.1 FM radio. Streaming live on the web, www.wwgh107.1fmradio. So we are out of time. We will be having Brad DeCamp on tomorrow, the Adam H. Board. And we have a book club which starts today at TGP at 6 p.m.
You're listening to WWGH Radio 107.1 FM LP, Marion, Ohio.
I'm Charlie Evers, and I'll be on 10 to 12 today, and welcome your phone calls. Today, I'm going to leave it up to all of you to ask questions.
I want you, who are listening today, to invest your time and energy in this radio station. I think it's an interesting experiment. We're having a lot of fun doing it. But by your support, you can possibly arrange for them to get a better heater in the studio, because we talked about this last night.
Here we go.
That space heater just isn't doing the job. I have my parka on that I wore in the car to come to work.